Memorial Day weekend kicks off tomorrow, and that means it's time for the annual Northwest Folklife Festival. This year, you'll find everything from local middle school bands to a special program about the roots of Northwest hip-hop. And of course, there will be string bands. Lots of string bands. 3 years ago, I met two young boys who virtually grew up at Folklife. They started out as buskers, and then they performed with their parents as the small-time string band. And this seemed like the perfect occasion to revisit that story about Oliver and Eli Abrahamson. When Eli Abrahamson straps on his banjo, his torso's almost hidden behind the instrument. That makes sense. After all, Eli's only 9 years old.
I think of myself as a minor musician. I'm like three quarters of a musician. I just need that like little bit of home stretch.
He may be small, but when Eli starts to play with his brother Oliver, they sound like seasoned pros.
Oliver and me, somehow, we have some telepathy thing that we do together, and we'll each on purpose play like the different part. I'll play one of the parts, and he'll play another variation, and it will sort of harmonize.
Eli and Oliver Abrahamson have been playing music almost since they could walk. Older brother Oliver used to pretend to play the guitar when he was 3 or 4 years old. Now he's 13.
I had always wanted to be a performer. Ever since I was really little, I would just stand up there with a little plastic guitar and strum away, singing random notes.
Eventually, Oliver took up the fiddle. He was 6 years old. Eli chose the banjo about that same age.
I was really interested, and I remember Mom saying, "You know, you have to practice." And I'm like, "Okay, whatever, I'll practice," you know, all excited. And I remember when the time came to practice, I was like, "Damn it, why did I say that?"
Don't let him fool you. Eli and Oliver practice a lot. The boys play something called old-time string music. It's a genre of North American folk music that has its roots in the British Isles. You might hear old-time music at a square dance. That's a tune from the Abrahamson family's new recording. They call themselves the Small Time String Band. Oliver says Eli chose the name a few years ago.
Because we were at the time small, and we're a string band, which means you play all string instruments, which we do.
Oliver plays fiddle and sings lead vocals. Eli's the banjo player. Their dad plays mandolin and their mom plays the guitar. The family band was kind of a happy accident. The Abrahamsons always enjoyed listening to music and playing for fun. On Friday nights, they used to get together with their neighbors to jam. Once the boys had the stamina, the family started busking at street fairs and at Folklife. They got good enough that eventually Folklife invited them to play on the festival's family band stage.
Please give them a warm welcome, the Small Time String Band.
On stage, the boys like to stand where they can make eye contact with each other. That way, they can communicate musical changes with a look or a nod. Their father says they have an amazing synergy. Some of it comes from the fact that Eli and Oliver have been homeschooled. They've spent a lot of time together, studying, rehearsing, or traveling to gigs. This year, Eli and Oliver are enrolled in school for the first time. Oliver says their new friends have no clue what old-time string music sounds like.
People have asked me, "What kind of music do you play? I heard you play music and stuff," and so I don't think they know quite off the bat.
Now some of these new friends come to their gigs, and they've turned Oliver on to their music.
I listen to sorts of rap and other kinds of like regular pop music, like singing and stuff.
Oliver says he'd like to take up the drums sometime, but for now he's sticking to his old-time fiddle. The small-time string band has incorporated some newer music into its sets, songs by folk singers like Bob Dylan. But Eli has something more ambitious in mind.
I've always been interested in playing rock music. Always.
A couple of years ago, Eli began electric guitar lessons at School of Rock, a Seattle area youth program.
I translate most of my rock songs to the banjo, and I'm begging Mom, begging her to let me bring my electric guitar to one of the gigs.
kind of like 1965 when Bob Dylan went electric at the Newport Folk Festival. While you won't hear the Abrahamsons rapping this year, there are some changes in store for the family band. For the first time, Oliver will be an MC for Folklife's family band concert. Some 13-year-olds might be self-conscious. Not Oliver.
I've always been the sort of spokesman for our band. While we're on stage, I'll introduce the songs. I'll say occasional joke while Eli has to retune his banjo every single time we change keys.
With that, Eli gives Oliver a brotherly slug on the shoulder. Neither boy knows yet whether he'll continue to play when he grows up, but for now, making music together is a big part of who they are.
The best part of music is to be able to play as a family, to have this really powerful family connection, that we're doing something together, and it's a total team effort.
Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come.
We originally met the Abrahamsons 3 years ago. The Small Time String Band will not be at Folklife this year, but starting tomorrow, you'll find your choice of a bevy of musicians, plus a focus on the roots of hip-hop music. Folklife is at Seattle Center all Memorial Day weekend.